Dylan Bundy and the Orioles host the Yankees on Memorial Day, with servicemen and women being honored across MLB. Bottom one, the Oriole offense threatens against Jordan Montgomery.
Line to left field is a base hit. Rickard will score. Gardner fields near the line. Trumbo rounds first and holds on. It's a base hit and an RBI for Trumbo, and Baltimore takes a 1-0 lead. Absolutely true. He struck out a lot of people. You throw a lot of pitches. Scope lines one down the right field line, and it is a fair ball into the corner. One run has scored. Here comes the second run, and they both score. Scope doubles down the right field line. Trumbo scores from second. Mancini scored from first, and Baltimore has a 3-1 lead. Well, one thing is true. You keep on putting men on base, eventually someone's going to get a big hit, and Scope just did, and Baltimore has a 3-1 lead. Here comes the payoff to Judge. And the pitch is drilled to deep center field. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Into the center field bleachers. Aaron, your judge and jury, all rise. Here comes the judge. Judgment Day. His 17th home run of the year, and the Yankees now trail 3-2.
You know what's interesting? When Judge hits them, you know that they're hit. Did you see Joey Rickard, who turned around, took one step, and then watched it fly
right
over his head?
He did watch it, yeah. The count 1-2 on Carter. And the pitch cut out of this. Struck him out swinging on a fastball. One run, the Judge home run, one hit, one left. End of six and a half innings of play. It's 3-2 Baltimore. He's been 0-2 on every hitter. And here he is 0-2 with Didi. With two outs, no one on here in the top of the ninth. 3-2 Birds. The 0-2 struck him out swinging. Ball game over. Baltimore wins. So the Orioles take the first game of the three-game series. Outstanding pitching. Yankee pitching actually turned out pretty good, but they do lose the game 3-2. The Orioles break their seven-game losing streak, so it's a very big win for them.
Indeed, the 3-2 Orioles win snaps their seven-game losing streak. Dylan Bundy makes another strong start. He goes seven and allows two runs on seven hits with three strikeouts, and Brad Rock delivers a perfect ninth inning with two Ks for his 10th save of the year. With Monday's loss, the Yankees fall to 29-19 on the year. Here's manager Joe Girardi.
Well, I didn't think he had good command of his curveball or his changeup today. He got some swings and misses on his changeup, but his curveball, he didn't really have good command. A lot of times his changeups were ball as well, and he got into a lot of long counts, and he wasn't dictating the counts because he was behind.
Yeah, it's a young starter.
As I said, you're going to have some growing pains with some young starters, but again, he gave us a chance to win today, and our bullpen did a fabulous job. You look at what Holder and Shreve did, just fabulous. But it's part of it. I mean, that really hurt. You don't know what happens if you get that out, and what transpires in the inning as you move forward. But when you look at it, we gave him a couple unearned runs, and we lost by one. It was a tough play. He was coming in. It looked like it might hit the bag. It's kind of a tricky play, but he's capable of making it.
I mean, it's just a line drive. I mean, that's how far his line drives go.
They're different than a lot of other people's line drives. He's got a ton of power, that's for sure. Yeah, I look at the ball the Judge hit. I guess it would have been the second inning. He just missed that. That's possibly a two-run homer. He made the pitches, and you give him credit.
Rookie Jordan Montgomery takes the loss in this one. The left-hander goes 4 1/3 and allows three runs, just one earned, on eight hits.
Basically, I've just learned that every guy can hurt you. 1-9, they're a really good lineup. Davis, Machado, Trumbo, Shoop, whatever. They're all really good hitters. So if you get two outs, it can snowball still from there. So you just got to buckle down, get clean innings when you can, and just execute pitches. When I execute pitches, I get outs.
It seemed like you had a long conversation with Larry Rothschild when you came out of the game. What did he say to you there?
Just kind of told me not to worry about it. He said I pitched well, battled, and executed pitches, and executed a couple and they hit them. So, just keep working, not look reading and thinning anything too much, and I'm headed the right way.
The Yankees will try to get back on track on Tuesday when Luis Severino makes the start in Charm City.